the 11th day of the blessed month of Bermuda, the departure of Saint Theodora the Nun. On this day, the pure and holy mother Theodora departed. This holy woman, who was born in Alexandria, was the only daughter of wealthy Christian parents in Alexandria. When she became a young woman, her parents wished to give her in marriage, and so they brought for her costly clothing and a lot of jewelry. Theodora refused, for she desired in her heart the worship of God, asceticism, and consecration. She sold all what her parents had bought for her and gave the money to the needy, and then she built a church west of Alexandria. And she also built inside the walls of the church a private room as her private residence. She looked after the poor, the needy, the infirm, and prisoners. After a while, she went to Pope Athanasius the Apostolic and asked him to consecrate her as a nun. When he was sure of her desire and knew everything about her dedication, he shaved her head and ordained her a nun in one of the convents. She devoted herself to austere asceticism and fought a great spiritual fight and became worthy to see divine visions and discern the spirits and the thoughts of other people. Pope Athanasius visited her often with his teachings. When he was exiled, he sent to Saint Theodora many letters full of valuable discourses. Theodora was the contemporary to five patriarchs: Pope Alexandros, Pope Athanasius, Pope Peter II, Pope Timothy I, and Pope Theophilus. She was also a contemporary to Abba Pacome and three of his successors. Theodora put down many useful sayings with the guidance of God and from what she learned from these holy fathers. First, concerning humility. No asceticism, nor vigils, nor any labor can save a person except for true humility. A hermit had the gift of casting out evil spirits. Once asked of them, "What drives you out? Is it fasting?" The spirits answered, "We do not eat or drink." And he asked, "Is it with vigils?" And the spirits replied, "We do not sleep." And he asked them, "Is it by seclusion from the world?" And they answered, "We live in the wilderness." And then he asked, "What power drives you out?" And the spirits replied, "Nothing overcomes us but humility." Now, see, my children, how humility overcomes the devils. Second, concerning fulfilling the commandments. A man once cursed a godly man who in turn answered him, saying, "I am able to answer you in reply to your words, but the law of God has shut my mouth." On the necessity of striving, or the doing labor, the fight of faith. A monk said, because of the fury of temptations that befell him, "Let me leave that place." And when the monk started to put on his sandals, he saw a person also putting his sandals on. And the monk asked him, "Where are you also going?" And the other man answered, "I am going to wherever you are going, for because of you, I am staying in this place. So if you wanted to move from here, in turn, I will follow you. I shall be wherever you dwell." The monk decided to stay where he was and did not move. Fourth, concerning enduring tribulations and afflictions. We have to strive to enter by the narrow gate, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. As the tree, if it is not subjected to the winter storms, it will not bring forth fruits. So we also, in this age, we face a stormy winter of tribulations and various trials to be able to inherit the kingdom of God. Once, Saint Theodora asked Pope Theophilus about the saying of the Apostle Paul, redeeming the time. And Pope Theophilus replied, saying, "This shows us how to gain in all our circumstances. If it is a time of insult or contempt, you can benefit from that time by humility and patience. So in all our adverse circumstances, if we desire, we can turn them into a spiritual gain for us." When Saint Theodora finished her strife, she departed in peace, and she was 100 years old. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, the Holy Father Amba John, Bishop of Gaza, departed. He was a contemporary for 5 patriarchs, and they were Pope Alexandros, Pope Athanasius the Apostolic, Pope Peter II, Pope Timothy I, and Pope Theophilus. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.